This is Mary from Real Baby Milk, and I'm here today with Stephanie Hurd and Helen Shanahan. And we're talking about some things that peer supporters have expressed an interest in. Hello.
Hello, Mary.
One of the things peer supporters come up against when mums come to the group is thrush, and I just wanted to have some discussions about your thoughts on this.
Okay. That's something that we often find ourselves talking about with peer supporters, with health professionals and with mums themselves. I think that thrush in the mouth is very common in babies, particularly where mum or baby have had antibiotics, and we do use a lot of antibiotics around the time of birth now and subsequently as well. And so that perhaps puts babies more at risk of getting thrush in their mouth. Mm-hmm. One of the things that often happens is that a baby has thrush in their mouth, which is easy to see. It's white patches inside baby's mouth, on their tongue, inside their gums and inside their cheeks, that doesn't rub off with a finger. So that's easy to see and easy to diagnose. But often what happens is that mums take their babies along to the doctor, get treatment prescribed for baby's mouth, but don't get treatment or don't get the right treatment prescribed for them. Because if they're breastfeeding and the baby's got thrush in their mouth, every time they put the baby to the breast, then the thrush is going to be on the surface of their breast, at least. And then when they put baby back to the breast again, baby gets another dose of the thrush. So they just mm-hmm. keep passing it back and forth between each other. So I think something that would be really useful for peer supporters to remember is that there's lots and lots of information about the diagnosis and treatment of thrush on the Breastfeeding Network website. It's all free, www.breastfeedingnetwork.org, mm-hmm. and they keep the information very much up to date. Anyone can access it. And perhaps if people are coming to peer support groups or asking volunteers about thrush, either in themselves or in their baby, it would be good if peer supporters could support and encourage mums to access that information. It can be printed off, it can be downloaded to a device, a phone or whatever, and then sharing that information with the mums so that mums are then empowered, if they feel able, to go back to whoever prescribed for them or their baby and get the right prescription and get the right treatment. Because if thrush is treated early on correctly and effectively, mm-hmm. it's much less likely to go on to cause problems in the future.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
I think another thing that happens quite often is that GPs don't always recognise that the mother and the baby are a dyad and both need to be treated. And quite often you get the problem of the baby being prescribed nystatin drops, but the mother not being prescribed anything. Or occasionally the mother being told to put nystatin drops on her nipples in the hope that that mm-hmm. will treat both the mother and the baby. Or occasionally the mother being prescribed the appropriate cream, but the GP tells her to put it on only twice a day. Or sometimes the GP prescribes it correctly, but the pharmacist tells her to put it on only twice a day. Or sometimes that they're prescribed the appropriate cream on their nipples, but the GP tells them to put it on after each feed, but then to wash it off before they feed the baby the next time. All of those things are incorrect. And what you really need is to put the cream, the mother needs to massage a small amount of the, preferably myconazole 2% cream, that's dactarin cream, into her nipples after every single feed. And she needs to massage it really well into the skin of the nipple and the areola, everywhere where the baby's mouth would touch. And put that on after each feed. And then when she comes to feed the baby the next time, if it's still really obviously greasy with cream, yeah. then probably she put a bit more cream on in the first place. But certainly she can just wipe it off. She shouldn't wash it off, because the cream has a slight moisturising effect. And it's important that it persists around the nipple. You don't want to wash it off. And the other thing you get is that the baby is appropriately prescribed nystatin. The GPs very rarely get that wrong. They are almost always prescribing nystatin 4 times a day, and they do usually tell mums to do it after feeds. But quite often they don't explain to the mum how to make sure that the nystatin has really been administered to the baby properly. So sometimes the mothers will suck up the nystatin in the little dropper and squirt it straight into the baby's mouth. So it touches the baby's tongue and the roof of the baby's mouth, but it doesn't go into the cheeks or into that gutter between the lower lip and the lower gum. And if those parts of the mouth are not touched by the thrush treatment, then they will not be properly treated. So then the thrush doesn't really go away, and the mum thinks the tongue looks better, and she stops the treatment, and then a few days later the thrush just comes back again. And they just end up having cycle after cycle after cycle of treatment, and it's just not really very helpful. So what the mum really needs to do is think about the amount that has been prescribed for that baby's age and drop her about half of it slowly into the baby's mouth, so it sort of goes and licks it between its tongue and the roof of its mouth, and then dispense the other half of the dose onto a clean teaspoon. And then the mum needs to have clean hands and short nails, and she dips her little finger into the dose on the teaspoon and puts that into the inside of the baby's cheek, and then another little dip in, another into the inside of the other baby's other cheek, another little dip in, put it into the gutter between the lip and the gum, another little bit into the gutter between the lip and the top gum. All of that, she's got to make sure all of the inside of the baby's mouth is completely treated, otherwise it won't really go away.
And is that, I've heard like different things like carry on treatment for 7 days after the
ideally,
symptoms.
Ideally, yes. Yeah. If they carry on treating it for at least a week after the symptoms have all disappeared, you're much more likely to make sure you really have killed the thrush off properly. Another thing that mums can do is, some mums find it quite helpful to take things like Acidophilus or Lactobacillus. It's the stuff that's in like Actimel and Yakult, that kind of thing. And they can take those if they have to have antibiotic treatment. So it's less likely then that the mother will get vaginal thrush, and it's less likely that the baby will get thrush in its mouth as well. But take that all the time they're on the antibiotics, and for at least a week afterwards. That helps to sort of repopulate the mother's body with the helpful bacteria
that helps prevent thrush off. The future.
Yes.
I think some other self-help things as well that goes for everybody alongside the appropriate treatment is hot washing. If they're using nursing bras, hot wash the nursing bra, dry them as fast as possible, preferably in the sun, but this time of year, probably in a tumble dryer. You don't want it hanging around damp, warm and damp, like on a radiator, because that will encourage more of the thrush to grow on the surface of those things. If she's using breast pads, always using disposable breast pads. So if baby's got thrush in its mouth, so you can throw them away, you're not perpetuating it. And if baby uses a dummy or uses a teat or anything like that, being super duper careful about cleaning and sterilising those things.
That's really,
I think, anything that mum is, anything that might touch the baby's mouth or the mother's nipples. So that's things like bras, camisoles, muslins, baby grows with collars. Mm-hmm. If it's a bit older, you know, things that the baby sucks on, those things all really have to be washed in a 60-degree wash.
Okay.
It's not just the bras, it really is anything that might get infected with the thrush.
Okay.
Sometimes Dactarin oral gel is prescribed.
Yeah, you're right, Mary. Sometimes oral gel, Dactarin oral gel is prescribed rather than Nystatin for babies. And it's not wrong to use that. It's Dactarin oral gel is only licensed for babies who are older than 16 weeks, but a GP can prescribe it for a younger baby if they choose to and they think it will be more effective. Again, it's really important that mums know how to use that treatment. And similarly to Nystatin, the best way to use it, the safe way to use it, is to dispense the appropriate dose onto a clean teaspoon, and then with clean hands, short nails, Mum uses a little finger to dip into the oral gel and wipe it around inside the baby's mouth, carefully trying to cover every surface of the baby's mouth and tongue. So it's really important that it isn't dispensed directly into baby's mouth or given using a spoon or anything else, that it's always used very carefully with a finger to wipe it around inside baby's mouth, so that it comes into contact with all surfaces of baby's mouth, and it will work much more effectively in that way.
Okay.
And it's not the appropriate thing to put on the mother's nipple.
Okay.
It should, the stuff that goes on the mother's nipple should be an oil-based product, namely a cream, not the oral gel.